What's going on, boys? Daily here, back with some more LEGO leaks and news. For you video viewers, you might notice we have a little bit of a different setup for the camera and stuff like that. Still getting used to it, still not totally sure how I want to do this thing. So let me know your feedback in the comment section below. Either way, per usual, we're going to be using LEGO Insider News for a lot of our resources here because they have really good systems for how they, you know, show the news and things like that. And I think it's fantastic. So big shout out to them if you want to follow them on Instagram for more LEGO news. Either way, the first thing we have here is that there is a new LEGO Brickhead set. And this is the first time LEGO Brickheads is doing a very, very large set. This is the Battle of Endor Heroes. And I've seen a lot of people call it like the LEGO Brickheads Battle Pack and stuff like that, which I wouldn't even be surprised if they did something like this with clone troopers in the future of like the 501st and stuff. My dog is being a weirdo below me. But yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if they did, you know, the four different 501st troopers from the 501st Battle Pack we just got as Brickheads in the future or something along those lines, or like Captain Rex, Commander Cody, Anakin, and Obi-Wan all as one, as a metaphorical like Battle Pack type deal. I wouldn't be surprised if they did that. They've sort of done this in the past, like with the Mandalorian and Baby Yoda. So that's pretty cool. But either way, this Battle of Endor Heroes set has been leaked with photographs, which tends to mean it is coming out. Whenever we see photos off the shelf or whatever, it's like, okay, this one is actually happening. You can see it comes with Princess Leia, Wicket, Lando Calrissian, R2-D2, and Luke Skywalker. I'm surprised they put in Wicket instead of Han Solo or C-3PO, but whatever. I don't know why they chose that. I do not know, but I think they look great, actually. I really like the Luke Skywalker in particular. I think he looks fantastic. R2-D2 could use some work. I don't love him, but that's totally fine. Okay, so either way, that's the first little piece of LEGO news right there. Oh, we do have the Hogwarts book coming out as well, but we're not going to really focus on Harry Potter in this video. We're mainly going in for Star Wars. So this is a new look at one of the Mandalorian 2023 minifigures that's going to be included in set 75348. We are doubling down on the Mandalorian stuff. There is going to be so much Mandalorian content coming out, which is crazy because 3 years ago, 4 years ago, if you told me that we were going to get a ton of LEGO Mandalorian sets, battle packs, stuff like that, I would have written it off as like, nah, that's not happening. But no, it seems like LEGO is heavily relying upon the Mandalorian now as a property to sell sets. So we're getting even more, basically. That is what it means to me. In addition to that, there was right here, this is a grain of salt, as LEGO Insider Bricks tells it, the Jabba sail barge potentially releasing in October. Now, the problem with this is that these sail barges keep on getting announced, as well as the throne room getting announced, and then shifting around the dates and stuff like that. So the leaks clearly are not correct on this one, or, you know, the leaks are coming out and then LEGO is changing their mind and stuff like that. That's why you really got to take these leaks in particular with a grain of salt. But either way, apparently Jabba's sail barge is going to be 5,374 pieces, $650. That is a big, 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 big price tag, and releasing in October. Would be pretty cool, you know, but who knows? He did say a rumor that will change everything. I heard that this is supposed to be Jabba's sail barge, UCS. That will be released in October, and I hope my sources didn't lie to me or you won't see me here again. Well, you know, I hope we do see him here again because he provides good... Look at all this. Look at everything, you know? I mainly just tune in for the Star Wars and Indiana Jones stuff, but he is on top of everything. So it's pretty great. Either way, though, you know, that is one that's like, maybe that's going to happen. I don't know. That's been switched around so much that at this point, it could be anything. Now, next up, this has been a rumor that's been floating around a lot, and I didn't bring it up at first because I just didn't know if it was true, but I've seen more and more people talking about it, so I figure, all right, I'll talk about it too, in that we might be getting another 442nd Clone Trooper minifigure. This right here is the original LEGO 442nd Clone Trooper minifigure. Great figure from the Wookiee Catamaran. It is a hefty, hefty price. This one on eBay is listed for $75. We just haven't gotten a 442nd Trooper in a very, very long time. I remember when these bad boys were like $15 a few years ago. That was kind of crazy. I should have bought a bunch of them. I did not. I think I own two of them, maybe. I think one of them is like busted up too. I don't know. They're back in Massachusetts. So I don't know. Either way, there's been some photos mulling about of a potential remake of this in what is rumored to be the Swamp Speeder that might be coming out. That would be kind of cool. It would kind of make sense because Swamp Speeders were used a lot in Kashyyyk, and you know, this was the original Wookiee Catamaran ship, so I would believe it. It makes some sense. And then, you know, here is like a redesign someone made of this figure. There's also like this version right here. This is a decaled one. This is, I think, Clone Army Customs right here. So yeah, it'll probably look something like this, basically, is what I'm getting at. Would be cool. I would love to see that. It's nice that they're finally giving the other Clone Trooper Legions a little bit of light in LEGO Star Wars. That's something they haven't really done in a long time. Well, actually, they just started to do it. Like the 187th we got, you know, we're getting the 501st and potentially the 442nd here. I'm inclined to believe this rumor because there is a photo someone has been sharing of this. And on top of that, lots of news sources reporting on it. And if it's not a super niche rumor, it tends to be true. If we see this rumor in a lot of places from different sources, it tends to be a true rumor. But hey, who knows? I don't know. LEGO has the worst, like, tight-lipped crew ever. They just spill the beans on everything. LEGO cannot catch a break when it comes to rumors and leaks. But I also think maybe they do it on purpose in order to try and build some hype before the actual release. Now, the last thing LEGO Star Wars I wanted to talk about here was that the spider tank here that we talked about a couple weeks ago, it's now confirmed and you know, it's actually on the LEGO store page here. $50 for this puppy. I do think this is actually a decent deal. I said it was like a little steep, but looking at the piece count now and what you get, I think it's solid. This is probably one I'm going to definitely be picking up. I love the Bo-Katan figure. I love the Mandalorian figure with the new Darksaber, although they could have done the Darksaber a little bit more detailed, but whatever. Yeah, this is nice. I like this. I think that's going to be a cool set to get. On top of that, here's the Microfighter. This has been confirmed for a while, but it's finally up on the LEGO page. Again, $16 for this sucker is ridiculous. 88 pieces. Come on, LEGO. That's terrible. It's like 20 cents a piece, right? That's awful. But then finally, there is also the Pirate Snubfighter is up here as well. This puppy, I'm disappointed in. 285 pieces, $35. And you just get these two fighters, fighter pilots. It's weird. This is not loading, but here we go. I don't know. This is just such a weird set to me. It's an ugly ship. I don't like the ship. I don't like the minifigures you get in the ship either. This one I don't get. This one I don't understand. Like, we don't need this set. I'm sorry. We just don't. But, I mean, hey, whatever. A set is a set, I guess. So, either way, guys, that's going to be about it for today's leaks and rumors from LEGO Star Wars. I will continue to keep you guys updated on this channel. Please be sure to hit that like button, subscribe if you haven't already, and comment down below. I'll see you on the next one. Peace.
I hope you guys enjoyed that video. Be sure to click that subscribe button for more content, and hit the notification bell if you'd like to be alerted to whenever I live stream or upload. Thanks so much.